Sports Beat continues. I just have to mention this. We just talked about Tim Miles falling, leaving the floor yesterday. Yes. Literally 15 seconds ago on Big Ten Network, they interviewed him after they beat Maryland, and they have him running off the floor, and he jumped over the spot that he tumbled yesterday.
That's awesome.
He made it successfully into the locker room. Nebraska, the 13 seed, the second 13 seed to advance to a Big Ten tournament quarterfinal. How about that? Might have saved his job in Lincoln. They were a top 25 team earlier this year. Did not show it in the Big Ten Conference. He's Eric Hansen, the Fighting Irish football insider for the South Bend Tribune. I'm WSBT Radio Sports Director Darren Pritchett. Every Thursday at this time, we talk to Carter Carls from the South Bend Tribune, the Fighting Irish football recruiting insider. And he comes with a lot of good information each and every Thursday. Did I cut you off? You were about to say something very important, it looked like.
Nah, it's good. I was going to say the Big Ten was tough, though.
From top to bottom, yes, it was.
Yeah.
It is a better conference than the ACC this year, but the ACC has better teams at the top, in my opinion.
Correct.
The bottom of the Big Ten is much better than the ACC's bottom this year, and the middle is probably comparable. And anyway, we'll bring Carter into the program. Carter, have you ever seen a pond with a cement wall? Just to be curious, hold on a second. Well, someone has changed our board, and I've got to fix the problem here on the fly. Hold on. All right,
Carter's
now,
probably still thinking.
Carter is still thinking. Do you know anything about ponds with cement walls?
Ponds?
Yes.
I guess I'm a little confused.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
What the first word is that? Okay.
He's 22 wow. years old.
That's why we were asking, just for fun, just to see if he knew.
Okay, just real quick. Does any of these names ring a bell? Jethro, Ellie Mae, or Granny?
I don't call my grandma Granny, but
okay.
I guess I know that nickname.
Okay. All right. They are characters from a show called The Beverly Hillbillies that was on.
Have you ever heard of The Beverly Hillbillies?
I have heard of that.
Okay.
I have heard of that.
We'll leave it there. We'll go to your specialty. We'll talk some football recruiting right now with Carter. Let's
Please.
Start with 2021 quarterback Tyler Buchner committed to the Fighting Irish last week. So, Carter, there's not a lot of tape on him. He tore his ACL at the beginning of last season. So what were the good traits of Tyler that got so many teams interested in him?
Yeah, I mean, he really doesn't have that much tape on him. Most of his tape's from his eighth grade year. He tore his ACL his sophomore season, first series of the first game. He was a backup quarterback for his freshman season. So, yeah, not a lot of tape, but he actually did have quite a few in-person practices and just opportunities to practice before coaches. I believe he was at a UCLA camp when he got his offer from UCLA as an eighth grader. Last summer in June, he went to Notre Dame and picked up his offer there. Teams have been extremely impressed with just how strong his arm is, how impressive he's been at improvisational skills. He practices a lot of those off platform, off balance, off the back leg kind of throws, and very impressed with just how he's able to zip the ball despite being so off balance. That's kind of his specialty. It was interesting getting to talk with him and some of his coaches just about how a lot of teams went in to watch him practice, and you know, after one or two throws, they said, "Okay, well, I'm sold. What's off from later this week or whatever it might be." So, I think it's there's not a lot of film on him, and certainly he'll have to prove that he's a 4 or 5 star player that he's rated right now in 247. But a lot of the in person stuff has been what's impressed the teams.
You know, if they were impressed with him after just throwing two passes, you would think Navy would be in on him because that's all he'd throw for them. But seriously, in terms of style, in terms of skill set, in terms of comps, is there a college football quarterback that we all know that you think he's comparable to, or is he, or even a Notre Dame quarterback, current or former, that he's similar to?
I'm going to wait to give you a comparison. Just, I need to be able to see him play his junior season. having not seen him since eighth grade, it's just hard to kind of come up with one. But from what I've been told, you know, obviously he's a 6'2", 203 guy, really strong lower body, long limbs, so, you know, big wingspan, big feet, all that. He's got 4.6 speed, really good east to west quickness. I think, you know, he grew up as a lacrosse player, and to play lacrosse, you got to be pretty agile and shifty, and so he's got some of that. And so because he's got some of that speed and quickness, Notre Dame's staff has actually related him to Ian Book, similar height, similar just style in terms of quick feet. But the two guys that Tyler, having talked to him, the two guys that he told me that he just loves to watch, he loves to model his game after, were Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. And the reason for that is because those two quarterbacks are not run first, they're pass first. However, they're really good at improvisation and moving around in the pocket and doing some of those unordinary throws that, you know, might be in a tight window or they're having to torque their body back to make the throw. That's kind of his game in terms of he told me that he practices more throwing off his back foot than actually throwing a regular pass. So he's one that has really tried to hone in on that and work on that. So, I mean, that's an exciting brand of football. So I think it'll be kind of fun to watch him grow into his junior year and see what he'll be able to do there.
I wanted to circle back to the 4.6 comment because I think, you know, I think people – sometimes automatically say, oh, well, he's not a runner or he's not fast just based on, you know, a guy that's had knee surgery and they really don't know a lot about him. In comparison, what would you say Djurkovic, Book, Wimbush? I know Kaiser, Zaire, and Golson were all slower than that. When they ran at Pro Day, they're all in the 4.7 to 4.8 range. What would you say among Notre Dame's current and then Wimbush, what would you say that their range is? Is this guy faster than them?
Man, I would say that he's faster than Djurkovic. I wouldn't say he's faster than Wimbush. Maybe around the same or maybe a little bit slower than Ian Book.
So you think Ian Book's in the 4.5s?
Well, okay, so just to kind of circle back, Tyler, okay. I said 4.6, it's a 4.65, so a little bit different there. But it's kind of hard for me to tell. I would say Book might be a little – the thing with Tyler is it's not really about his lateral.
It's mean of me to do this on Pi Day with complex math, isn't it?
Well, I just think what makes Tyler's game, what makes you know, his ability to kind of scramble in the pocket, it's about his east to west, his kind of ability to evade. I mean, you look at a guy I watched, you know, at AM, Johnny Manziel, I think he ran like a 4.6. So that lateral speed wasn't much to his game. It was more east to west. And I don't think Buckner is a guy like Wimbush who's going to be running the ball a lot. I think it will be a lot similar to Book, where he'll run when he needs to. He can take his, you know, bring his head down and run the ball when he needs to, but he's going to be a pass-first quarterback, and that's going to be his game.
And that's why he's labeled a pro-style prospect rather than...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's
all right. That wasn't too bad. We got through it.
Yeah, he's never going to be a guy to run it 10 times, 12 times, and he's never going to be someone that's going to rack up 100 yards rushing like Brandon Wimbush would. I don't see him ever running... very often, but I do see him, you know, with, you know, you look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, they're always running around the pocket, they're using their legs. That's the kind of way that he's going to use his legs, is to extend plays and find guys that otherwise might have not been open.
Thank you.
I'm exhausted. Carter Carls talking Fighting Irish football recruiting here on WSBT Radio. So the one thing I've learned through the years listening to you and before on this report, Tyler James, that oftentimes when quarterbacks start committing, it almost comes in a domino effect. They all kind of happen in bunches. Was that the case with Tyler? Is there a reason why he chose Notre Dame so quickly in the process?
Well, I think in a vacuum, in Tyler's case, I think he was just ready to do it. I mean, he had already seen a ton from Notre Dame. He had been there three times since June. He went to June's Elite Skills Camp, performed well there. That's where he got his offer. He went to the September 29th Stanford game, and then he went last month for the junior day. He was able to go out to eat with Ian Book and Phil Dracovic and pick their brains. He was able to dissect film with Chip Long and Tommy Reese. I don't really know what all else there was for him to do other than, you know, taking an official visit. So I think he was comfortable. He kind of grew up in Chicago and was pretty familiar with Notre Dame, having known Shane Walton, the former All-American cornerback, who's an assistant athletic director and defensive coordinator at Tyler School around San Diego. So I think he just was very familiar with Notre Dame since the beginning, and he felt comfortable committing this early. And I also think, you know, having talked to him, he's pretty eager in terms of recruiting. I think now with 2021, it's so far away. I don't know if it's going to be a domino effect in terms of a lot of guys committing in the following months, but he's already working on Lorenzo Styles, the receiver out of Ohio. He threw to him, actually, at the June Elite Skills Camp. So he's been working on him. Blake Fisher, the offensive tackle from Avon, Indiana, four-star player, reached out to Tyler after he committed, told him he's really interested in Notre Dame and would love to play for him. So I think he's going to work on a couple of these guys, and that will be kind of the advantage. Is you know, he might not get a guy to commit right away, but he'll be able to kind of work on these guys early in the process, since it's still early in the process.
Okay. Notre Dame had spring break this week, so no official recruiting business this week. When they resume next week, what's the visit schedule look like, and are these official visits yet, or are they still unofficial visits?
Official visits will not take place until April. That's you guys can go, and we've talked about how that big first official visit will be April 5th. That'll be the big weekend where four guys are making official visits. But next week, you'll start to see a lot of unofficial visits coming in from 2020 and 2021. Earlier in the week, not the weekend, so like as soon as Thursday of next week, you'll see some 2021 guys come in. Really the biggest one, Mecca Agbuka, told me he's coming, and he's a five-star caliber safety out of Washington, out of the 2021 class. But other than that, I think really the two intriguing visitors will both be on Saturday, both 2020 running backs, one of which we've talked a lot about, Chris Tyree out of Virginia, the five-star running back that is really on the top of Notre Dame's board as far as running backs go. And then another running back out of New York, Tyreek Murphy. Believe he's making his first Notre Dame visit, and I think it's interesting that both of them are visiting on the same day. I really think that having taken one guy, Kyren Williams, in the 2019 class, I think Notre Dame's kind of interested in getting more than one running back in this class.
Carter, let's just focus on offense for a second. In the 2020 class, how many players do you think Notre Dame will add at each offensive position?
Well, there are already three committed, and I think two of the positions are already done with. You've got quarterback Drew Pine. He's committed. They're not going to add anyone else there. They've got two tight ends, Michael Mayer, Kevin Bauman, both really good tight ends. They're not going to take any more than two tight ends. As far as receiver and running back go, I really think they could take, if you combine the positions, they could take, you know, five, maybe even six at those positions. I think they have a good chance of landing two or three pretty good wide receivers. And then at running back, I really don't see them taking one running back this class. I think it's going to be at least two. And then offensive linemen, you're always going to see, you know, three to five, four or five offensive linemen. They had, I believe, four in the last class, all of which early enrolled. So, offense, I see it, a lot of it is already worked out, and it's really going to be offensive line, receiver, running back going forward.
Carter, before you execute your St. Patrick's Day plans, what are some of the things that you will be working on for the South Bend Tribune and NDInsider.com?
I'm taking a closer look at Tyler Buckner. I wrote a story about him last week and kind of Shane Walton's influence on him. But this time it's going to be more about that off-platform throw, and I'll
try to explain a little bit better than I did in this segment, just about how he uses his feet, how it's not about running first, it's about pass first and extending plays. So looking at that, looking at some of the guys that he's going to be recruiting in the following classes, that will be my focus coming out tonight.
He is Carter Carls from the South Bend Tribune. Follow him in the South Bend Tribune, IndyInsider.com. And what is your Twitter handle?
It is at Carter Carls. So C-A-R-T-E-R-K-A-R-E-L-S.
K-A-R-E-L-S is how you spell Carls. Thank you for doing this. Hope you enjoyed your educational value you got early on in this interview, and we will talk to you next week.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. Carter Carls from the South Bend Tribune joining us from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
His parents are coming in town this weekend. So that'll be interesting.
Too bad there's not snow on the ground that he could teach him how to drive in the snow or how not to drive.
We're going
to
get it.
Well, that's
Saturday.
True. There is a well, there's a chance.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll miss us. So he could teach them what not to do, right?
Yes.
When it's snowing while you're driving.
Yeah.
Perfect. Make sure someone's videotaping all this.
I'll make them all cocoa so that they'll be happy.
That would be very, very nice of you. Yep. Eric and Darren with you. It is 13 minutes in front of the top of the hour. My five question of the day coming up in a couple of moments here on WSBT.